Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a thirsty Thursday. And speaking of thirsty, I felt like Shannon Sharp probably was a little thirsty.
Why? Because he was after that rigorous Instagram activity.
Live. Yeah,
he wanted a Gatorade and a sandwich.
Hey, yo, probably. So I
don't act like you've never needed a Gatorade.
Well,
and a
you
sandwich.
Know, you got to replenish. You know, you do got to replenish the electrolytes.
So yeah, he had the internet going nuts yesterday. It was actually around this time during the show. I seen Ocho texting in like, hey,
he was tweeting like a lot rapidly about what was happening.
I'm like, what was going on? And then after the show, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So,
you meant our guy Ocho? I thought you were talking about Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson. He was tweeting about, because that's his partner on the Nightcap podcast.
Yeah. I'm talking about our listener Ocho, but
someone had taken video of that Instagram live, put it on Twitter, and Ocho Cinco like quote tweeted it, I think, 4 or 5 times in the span of like 15 minutes, just cracking jokes about his dude as it felt like that was still kind of actively in play.
Yeah, so I think everybody was live tweeting at that point, but they actually did an emergency podcast. It was the Nightcap podcast.
Emergency.
Emergency. You put that.
Yeah, no,
they called it that.
They called it that. Yeah. It was. I guess they wasn't supposed to hop on that night, but they did a special emergency podcast.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
Oh, you tapped in?
Oh, heck yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I did too.
Wow. Yeah.
But here's the actual audio from the Instagram Live.
Are you for real?
No, I'm joking.
Buddy, man, I just got here.
I'm joking. We can't, FCC, we cannot play that.
Yeah, I was like, I think that wouldn't go well.
Yeah. What I can play is the explanation from Shannon Sharp and the apology, and he kind of explained what happened.
Came in, I threw my phone on the bed, gazed at an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. All of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime.
We can hear it in the video.
I've never talked to a day of my life on FaceTime. And it didn't, I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, Jamie, he says, Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. And he said, they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? He said, it sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank. It dropped. See, I called ESPN after I just got this good, tell them the truth. I said, I just got to tell them the truth. My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male.
I felt better once he actually told the truth, man.
It fixed everything.
Yeah, because they originally, I guess, said he was hacked.
Yeah.
And it was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, nah, sometimes you just got to, like, I think this was the perfect way to sum it up, because he wasn't really ignorant. He wasn't, like, making, like, super insensitive jokes stuff like that. He told what happened. And you got to respect that.
Yeah, just, I mean, honesty is often the best policy. And in all reality, just it was fair. Like, just being honest. Hey, this is a thing that happened. It was an accident. Did not intend that at all. I apologize for that being the case. However, you know, he would be doing that.
But people also, this should be in, like, a college public relations course.
Yes, agreed.
You know, you guys always hear me say, own it, lean into it, because it's, basically, there's always going to be somebody, hey, Shannon, how about that time, blah, blah, blah. There's always going to be a few outliers. But for the most part, it's over. Now, I will say to the emergency podcast, man, Ocho's question.
Lighten him up. Lighten him up. Ocho had no chill about it.
I think the reason he was doing this, because this is probably irony right here. I think it was a couple days ago or the last episode, they actually got into it because Shannon Sharp felt like Ocho wasn't really being professional about the whole podcast thing, because I think he showed up late and all that stuff. So they kind of went back and forth, and Shannon Sharp talked to him about being a professional.
Yeah.
And then this happens. So he like, oh, what happened to that professional life?
It's just a different profession.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, it is. It is.
That's all that is.
Yeah. The other thing, the one thing I didn't like about this, though, was when I tuned in and Shannon Sharp got a lot of live reads and promotion stuff mm-hmm. going on. Why are you advertising the sex pills, man? Like, to me, that like,
well, they work.
And all look, right.
See, that's where I'm going with it, man. Like, I don't think this was a fake thing. I don't think he did this on purpose. But when you advertising the sex pills all throughout the episode, mm-hmm. it's like, all right, bro, did you do this on purpose to get this advertisement in?
What do you think is worse? What do you think if, in order to kind of preserve the sincerity in what you're talking about here, do you think that it's worse for the audience if he had gone to, like, you know, the purveyors of said pills and were like, hey, you mind if we don't do advertise on this particular episode for, you know, particular reasons, when we'll still advertise on the other episodes like we typically do, so that you clear the space for that? Do you think that the listeners will notice that and will feel worse about it, that you intentionally went out of your way to move those, or no?
I would. Sorry, Figgy, but I would say, if I were the advertiser, I would say, what are you, crazy?
This is when people are going to be there. Yeah.
Are you crazy?
See, I'm fine, because he was advertising like 3 or 4 different things mm-hmm. before the podcast even started.
Yeah.
I'm fine if it's that. But every time you bring it up, oh, look, I got these pills. These pills don't.
No, man.
It's just
y'all are both off base.
To me, it's just that. To me, that's where the conspiracy theorists come out and say, oh, he did this on purpose.
Well, I think most people realize it was not a conspiracy. It wasn't a plan. It wasn't anything like that. But, I mean, people that have lost 100 pounds advertise, you know, fat pills.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Like look, this is gold. It was handed to them on a silver platter.
I'm totally fine with this. Yeah. But it make it seem like the whole thing was a stunt. It seemed like this was a whole stunt. And then I ain't even going to get to the other reason why people think he did this on purpose.
Yeah.
But, that's the part I didn't really care for. Like, all throughout the thing, you're like, all right, man, we heard the ad read at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got to keep doing this all throughout the doggo episode. That's the only problem I had with it, though. So, are you guys fans or ever watched Dancing with the Stars?
Kind of like you were talking about yesterday with Survivor. I watched the first couple of years, and then I haven't been back in on it.
Nah, Dancing with Stars wasn't my bag, but I understand where people are coming from.
Yeah, so this season, they actually have a couple people on here that probably a little bit noticeable. So, you got Danny Amendola.
Okay.
Texas legend. You got Dwight Howard. I would say a Houston legend too.
Yep.
In some ways.
Yeah.
And this name right here kind of threw me off a little bit, because I'm like, who the hell is this girl? So Anna Sorokin, and she go by the name Anna Delvey. So I looked it up, and I didn't even realize. I tried to watch a Netflix series about her. This girl is a professional scammer.
Oh, she's a con artist.
She's a con artist. I think they should change the name to Dancing with the Cons, because they actually have a con artist on here on Dancing with the Stars.
Dude, I'm reading it right now. I had no idea.
Yeah, so real quick, I'm going to play the story of her and how she got to where she is now.
From handcuffs and house arrest to Dancing with the Stars, Anna Sorokin, also known as Anna Delvey, is going to be on the upcoming season of the TV show. She's the con artist convicted of swindling banks, hotels, and friends in 2019 after falsely building a reputation as a wealthy German heiress. Netflix even created a miniseries about her called Inventing Anna. The Dancing with the Stars show describes her as the notorious ankle bracelet fashionista in a press release. Sorokin is currently under house arrest in New York and is fighting a deportation case. Immigration authorities claim she overstayed her visa and must return to her native Germany. Government officials have not confirmed any changes to her house arrest conditions to accommodate filming the competition dance show in Los Angeles. Now also a podcast host, she's previously said she never uses the term con artist for self-reference. Sorokin will be competing against contestants that include 2 Olympians.
They have a con artist on Dancing with the Stars.
Is she going to dance in the garage of her house? like, what is going on?
So she addressed that. So she was actually on the premiere. I guess they had the premiere red carpet for Dancing with the Stars. and they asked her about her pretty little ankle bracelet.
You still have to wear the ankle monitor?
Oh, yeah, that's still here.
Are you going to be bejeweling it for Dancing with the Stars?
That's going to be Ezra's job.
Yeah, no, I literally brought my whole kit with me. We're going to rhinestone that sucker.
And you'll have to wear it during the competition?
Yeah, of course.
Are you officially still on house arrest with the exception of this exemption?
My house arrest got loosened, I think, the first week of August, so I am allowed to travel anywhere within New York. I had to ask for the permission for the authorities for ICE to, give me permission to travel out of state. Actually, I miss being on house arrest because I now have to commute and people don't come to me anymore.
Are you at all intimidated or nervous?
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Then I'm gonna arrest me for dancing badly.
Are they struggling that bad? Yes. To have somebody like this on here, man? Like, there's not another athlete you can get. There's not another celebrity you can get.
Yeah.
And you get a known con artist.
The word that has been on my lips for probably about 5 minutes. Why?
Yeah.
It's just why? And I guess one of the things is celebrity has really flattened in some ways over the last, I don't know how long. I don't even know what the time period is to put on it. But like the idea of a celebrity, like think of the All-Star Games, right? Mm-hmm. When we get to the celebrity All-Star Game, you look at half the people and you're like, who is this? It's like influencer, what have you. Like, yeah. I just think that's in some ways that with the stars, yeah. It's kind of tough because the stars of today are a lot more fractured as media fractures, where there's little silos where this is a star in that section, but you know nothing about them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did not anticipate that one of those designations would be con artist. I just, wow, okay, very good.
She's also probably KGB. I'm only half kidding. Like, she's lit.
Play the music. Where's the X-Files? Go ahead and
No. She's a con artist, so she has all these very particular skills. It's a good way to get into different countries. She's lived in Russia, Germany, London, England, and here. And now she's kind of wedged her way into society.
Open your third eye, Fig.
Yeah, because if I'm reading it right, Figgy, like that's where she conned all the society people who are movers and shakers and powerful people.
Yeah, she conned people over $50 million.
Yeah, she's,
man.
KGB, man. She's KGB.
I can't believe this, man. Yeah. I lost so much. And I mean, I wasn't watching Dancing with the Stars like that anyway.
Yeah.
But I had a respect for it, man.
Why?
Because, I mean, you getting celebrities that's trying to dance and they take that stuff kind of serious.
It's weird.
But you, like, oh, she's a criminal, man. Mm-hmm. So, like, she ain't somebody that, you know.
And she's not even famous, really.
Yeah. It's not celebrity. It's not like she was a criminal and became a podcaster and blew up from that.
Yeah.
No, she's known for being a con artist. And so that's what's going to be on the bottom of the screen when they put her name there.
And one of the great things and terrible things about America is you can succeed in spite of yourself. And so there you go. And we've let criminals do a lot worse. So, hey, it is what it is. I mean, I wasn't watching. I won't be watching. That is not a real designation. More power to them.
I do want to check out the Netflix series.
Look at you. Look at you.
I think it's called Anna something. Inventing Anna.
Inventing Anna.
Yeah, so... I kind of do want to check it out, see how she scammed everybody, but...
See, it's working.
I was disappointed, man. Why you got to have her on the damn show, man? That don't make no sense. I get you guys out of here on this. So, sometimes, randomly, I like to look up, see what day it is. What's a national day?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm about to hit up, get one day, one national day or something like that. It's actually a whole list of days it is today.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So today, September 12th, 2024, is National Video Games Day.
Okay, excellent. I could partake.
It's National Hug and High Five Day.
Excellent. We can
do
that.
You have to do both.
All right. It's National...
At the same time. Yeah.
This one, it got a little confusing for me. It's National Just One Human Family Day.
I don't know what that means.
Just One Human Family Day.
Yeah.
No idea.
I have no idea what that is, too. This one, I think it'd be pretty funny, is National School Picture Day.
Oh, that's good.
So I might have to dig and find my school picture and just post it and put hashtag National.
Not a single one of them are good.
No, 100%. And we was talking about haircuts earlier. My haircut was awful.
That's right. If you had one.
Nah, it was bad. It's National Report Medicare Fraud Day.
There is such a thing?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Chocolate Milkshake Day.
That's very disparate from the last one.
Yeah,
very
different. So yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting though. But
we just needed a day to report Medicare fraud.
I might have
to
take advantage of that National Chocolate Shake Day.
Man. Oh, I thought you were going to say the report Medicare fraud. I thought you were just like I've known of this Medicare fraud for a long time, and today's finally the day.
Yeah, it's been hitting a lot of NBA players too, former NBA players. Yeah. So,
looking at you, Big Baby Davis.
Yeah,
all right, there you go. That's Figgy's mixtape. You can catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday here. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We got the Astros game on the television, and Fromber had a 25-pitch first inning.
Yeah, he likes throwing the ball.
Yeah, apparently so. Mm-hmm. But he is through.
He was looking like Patrick Ewing out there sweating.
Man, he was. You joking, but for real, he's been through two thus far. It'll be interesting to see just how deep he goes into this one after having a pretty cumbersome first. But there you go. That's what's happening with the Astros, currently still knotted and nothing in the bottom of the second. All right, coming up next, let's revisit CJ Stroud. He spoke to the media. He had some fun things to say, including making sure that the crowd gets loud. We'll talk about it next.